清洁。
Today, ooh,
man, loud. Today is Father's Day.
很高兴能够来跟大家一起来敬拜神。
I'm glad to be here with you to worship God together.
我们的神就是我们的天父。
Our God is our Heavenly Father.
但是今天，因为很多父亲没有尽到做父亲的职责。
But there are so many fathers today, they are not taking up their responsibility as fathers.
所以有些人就对父亲有反感。
So some people don't like their fathers.
也有的人就不愿意认识这位天父。
And some people even object to get to know these Heavenly Father.
但是我们感谢上帝。
But we thank God.
上帝虽然人拒绝他。
Even when we turn against him.
但是神还是爱我们。
He still loves us.
所以我们今天来朝见上帝。
That's why we worship him today.
让我们能够借着认识上帝。
That through our knowledge of him,
我们可以对我们的父亲有所尊敬。
Through knowing him that we learn to respect our own father.
今天我们要念的圣经是在以弗所书第六章第四节。
The scripture that we're going to go through today is from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
以弗所书第六章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
It says, Fathers, do not exacerbate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you and we praise you.
你的话安定在天，直到永远。
That your word is everlasting.
我们感谢你把你的话语摆在我们的面前。
Father, we thank you for you giving us your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们圣灵。
We thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit.
做我们的老师，教导我们明白真理。
To instruct us and teach us the truth.
可以实行真理。
So that we can act out the truth.
在我们生命中以你的话为准则。
That we have your word as our standard in our life.
我们感谢你听我们的祷告。
Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们今天的题目就是以弗所书第六章第四节，你们做父亲的。
Our sermon today is on fathers.
那我知道我们在座有很多年轻人。
Many of us are still young.
还没有做父亲。
You're not yet a father.
也许你说这个道跟我无关。
You might say this sermon doesn't really relate to me.
可是不要想到有一天你也许会做父亲。
But there will be one day you will be fathers.
有人说我不是父亲，我是母亲。
Some of you might say, "Oh, I'm a mom. I'm not a dad."
母亲跟父亲一样，都有同样重要养育儿女的责任。
But mothers share the same responsibility as fathers to nurture and bring up the children.
因为今天是父亲节，所以我们的重点可能放在父亲上。
Because today is Father's Day, so today we'll focus on fathers.
但是上帝的话适用我们每一个人。
The God's word applies to all of us.
我们刚刚所念的是以弗所书六章四节。
We just read from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
但是我们知道以弗所书五章二十二节到六章九节。
But we know from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22 to chapter 6 verse 9.
一共有讲到六种的人伦关系。
It talks about six different relationships.
那这边前面有讲到你们做妻子的。
It talks about those who are wives.
你们做丈夫的。
Those who are husbands.
你们做儿女的。
Those who are children.
你们做父亲的。
Those who are fathers.
你们做仆人的。
Those who are slaves.
你们做主人的。
And those who are masters.
所以这边讲到的是整个的人伦的关系。
Talk about six different relationships.
那这六种的人当中，
among these six different relationships,
有三次提到男人。
Three of them were related to men.
那也可以说是四次或者是五次。
Or you can even say it's four times or five times.
并且这三次所提到的都是很重要的角色。
And all these three relationships that are related to men are very important.
第五章讲到你们做丈夫的。
talks about being a husband in chapter 5.
然后第六章讲到你们做父亲的,
being a father in chapter 6.
然后又讲到你们做主人的,
and lastly, being a master.
那我们知道孩子里面也有男孩子女孩子,
and we also know that within children there are males and females, girls and boys.
仆人里面也有男仆人,
within slaves, you have male slaves and female slaves.
所以我说可以说三次提到男人,
so I said, you know, three times talking about men,
也可以说四次提到男人,
or four,
或者五次提到男人,
or five.
那在神的创造中,
within God's creation,
已经命定男人是站在领导的角色,
God has called men to be leaders.
但是在今天这个女权高涨的社会里面,
but in our world today where feminism is on the rise,
很多时候男权被压在下面,
there are times where men have no authority.
所以我今天要帮父亲来重申父权的重要,
so I want you to recall the authority as a father.
那先知以赛亚书,
Isaiah said,
3章12节,
in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 12,
他说, 至于我的百姓,
as for me and my people,
孩童欺压他们,
youth oppress my people, women rule over them.
孩童欺压他们,
youth oppress my people,
管下他们,
women rule over them.
我的百姓啊, 引导你走, 引导你的, 使你走错路,
oh my people, your guides lead you astray,
并毁坏你所行的道路,
they turn you from the path.
那是因为当男人不争气的时候,
when men are not being men supposed to be,
男人不做该做的事情的时候,
when men are not doing what they're supposed to do,
孩童就欺压他们,
youth came up and oppressed them.
有一个小孩只有两岁,
there's a little kid who's 2 years old.
他不高兴的爸爸抱着他, 他就打他的爸爸,
he's not happy with his dad holding him, so he punches dad.
这个爸爸怎么办呢?
So what does a dad do?
什么都不干,
he doesn't do anything.
要是我呢,
if it was me, I would just slap my kid back.
但这个不是正确的方法,
obviously it's not the correct
way. 但是当他这样做一个行为不对的时候,
but when someone does something wrong,
当他第一次 动手要打他爹的时候,
when this kid tries to punch his dad,
如果你做爸爸的, 你就要阻止他,
you as a father needs to stop him.
这是一个不正确的行动,
this is not a correct action,
这个是不对的事情,
not something that's right.
但是很多时候我们做父亲的就纵容他们,
but sometimes as fathers we let it go.
第一次打了, 没讲话,
the first time it happens, we didn't say anything.
And
the little boy thinks this is okay.
第二次又来了,
second time it happens.
然后现在习惯了, 一不高兴就打爸爸,
and then it becomes a habit, whenever the kid is not happy, he punches the dad.
爸爸什么办法都没有。所以这个妇女也,
in Isaiah, it also talks about women ruling over them.
其实男人是, 少一事, 多一事不如少一事,
as men, we don't like to deal with problems.
他能够不干, 他就不干,
we're sort of lazy, as if we don't have to do it, we don't do it.
那女人就是喜欢管闲事,
and women are rather nosy, they like to get into things.
所以他什么东西都拉过来,
they want to rule over everything.
那男人最高兴,
and the men are actually quite happy with it.
你就拿去管,
if you want to take care of it, go take care of it.
他偷得浮生半日闲,
and then the men just kick back and sit down and relax.
越来就越受女人的辖制,
and then men basically submit under the woman.
所以孩童欺压他们, 妇女管下他们,
so in Isaiah here says, youth oppress my people, women rule over them.
因为我的百姓引导你的,
because it says, my people, your guides lead you astray.
今天我们要回到上帝所要指引我们走的正确的道路,
we need to return to the path that God has designed us to be on.
先知马拉基,
Malachi in chapter 4,
4章5节6节, 也是讲类似的话,
in chapter 4, verse 5 and 6,
好, 他说, 看啊, 耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前,
it says, see, I will send sent you the prophet of Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. I'll send you the prophet Elijah. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. And the hearts of the children to their fathers. Or else I'll come and strike the land with a curse.
最后一句话说，免得我来咒诅全地。
This is the last sentence in the Old Testament. It says, "I will, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse."
但是这句话前面说什么呢？
But what does it say before that?
他说要为父的心转向儿女。
Talks about the father turning to their children.
那这一次重申我们做父亲的重要。
Talks about the importance of being fathers.
我们看到今天我们的社会这么多混乱的事情。
We see a lot of chaos in our society.
这么多枪杀的少年人，就是杀人的少年人。
A lot of murders and killing.
我们不能够把所有的责任都归到父亲的身上。
We cannot blame all the responsibility to the father.
但是在一家的一个家庭里面。 父亲是扮演着非常重要的角色。
The father has a very important role in the family.
那从圣经这些几处的圣经来，我们归纳一下。我觉得我鼓励我们今天做父亲的要扮演几个重要的角色。
So as we go through the scripture this morning, I want to talk about a few different roles a father should have.
第一个，父亲要做先知。
First of all, father needs to be a prophet. His role is to deliver God's message. To instruct the children to understand the word of God.
马拉基提到说，这个耶和华大而可畏的日子要来。
Malachi talks about this great and dreadful day of the Lord.
那在这个大而可畏的日子来到以前，我们要做一定的准备。
In this great and dreadful day, we need to prepare ourselves.
那同样的，今天我们也要认识我们今天所处的这个世代是邪恶的。
And we need to understand that the world that we live in is corrupt and is chaos.
那我们也要认识这个时代对我们儿女的。 影响是什么?
And to understand how does this world impact our children.
我们这个时代是一个什么样的时代?
What kind of world we live in.
那我想到几个跟大家分享。
There's a few things I want to share with you.
第一个是英雄崇拜的时代。
In the world we live in, we worship heroes.
请问你谁是你儿女心目中的英雄?
So who are the heroes in your children's heart?
是不是豪宅? 你们都不是广东人。最近我们中国出了一个篮球明星。
Recently, we have a basketball celebrity in our Chinese community.
叫什么名字? 杰尔米林。所以我们大部分是国内来的，所以台湾人大概不认识。 林书豪,
Jeremy Lin.
林书豪, 广东人叫他猴仔, 是不是? 如今你, 是不是? 猴仔, 哈? 哇, 他刚刚出来的时候, 整个的, 不知道中国的时候, 但你们不是吧? 我说我在以前在圣经教会, 那些都发疯了。
When he first came, when Jeremy Lin first came out, the whole Chinese community kind of went crazy about him, and everybody wanted their kids to be Jeremy Lin. And they aspired to be like him.
我记得，大概二十多年前，我去一个夏令会讲道。
It was 20-some years ago, I was at a summer camp.
一个妈妈跟我讲。
A mom came up to me.
Michael Jordan的照片.
And she said that my son has all these Michael Jordan posters on his wall.
那就是说在年轻人的心目里面他们有一个英雄。
So in children's heart they worship heroes.
他们的英雄是谁?
They aspire to
their heroes.
Yes.
他们的英雄是谁? 他们的英雄就是这个世界上被看为是很显要的明星啊,球星。
And who they aspire to be and the heroes in their hearts are these celebrities in this world. But as Christian parents, we're not telling them they can't aspire to be someone great.
但是他们最重要的, 我们最重要的使命跟责任是要他们
But our mission is to instruct them to become disciples of Jesus Christ.
We want
to bring them up and teach them about godly characters.
让他们在言语, 在行为, 在爱心, 在信心, 在清洁上, 都做众人的榜样。
So in their words, in their action, in their love, in their faith, in their holiness, they will be examples for others.
So they'll
have this impact in the society. But unfortunately, we don't give them this godly character, but we instruct them on these worldly values.
可能我们自己工作很忙，两夫妻都要上班。
It could be that you're both working parents, you're so busy you don't have time to take care of your kids.
所以我们就在物质上拼命地供应他们。
So we try to supplement them by materialistic things.
他们要什么有什么。
If they want something, we'll give it to them.
因为你挣了钱，你有钱，你可以给他这些。
Because you have money, you can provide material things.
那他也觉得这些是我人生的满足。
He learns to grow up to learn that this is a satisfaction in his life.
也许我们觉得我们需要让他们受更好的教育。
And maybe we think that we need to provide better education.
我们在马里兰，你会找到一个最好去的学校校区。
We'll find the best district, education district, and then live in there.
你希望你的孩子受最好的教育。
We want to receive the best education.
但是你知道吗？ 很好的学校里面。
But do you know that in these? 我在等你继续讲。我说在很好的学校里面也有很坏的学生。 Even in the best schools, you have best students.
你不要以为说他们 SAT 考得好，他们就不会做坏事。
Even if they score 1600 or 2400 SAT, they still do bad things.
有人说越聪明的人犯罪越可怕。
People talk about, you know, the smarter you are, the worse the criminal act.
有一个人 把一个车子停在不可以停车的地方。
Someone parks illegally.
他很聪明。
He's very smart.
他就把他的盖子掀开。
So he popped his hood.
然后就走了。
And he walked away.
他车子坏了。
Pretending that his car broke down.
所以警察看到这个车子坏了，不愿意给他ticket。
So the police came, wouldn't give him a ticket.
因为他很聪明。
He's very smart about it.
那你的孩子去最好的学校。
If your kids go to the best school.
而且做坏事的人很聪明。
Those who do bad things are very smart. I'm not telling you that not to give them education. But education does not change someone's soul. It only elevate you in the society. But our nature, our sinful nature is still there.
所以我们要求上帝帮助我们
So we pray that God will lead our children to know Jesus Christ. Sometimes we think that leading your children to Jesus is the responsibility of church. Maybe we'll find a church with a very good Awana program. Or we find a church that has very good youth program. And we think that once we bring them there, we'll say we don't have to do anything else. Friday night, we'll drop them off and we'll go on and do our own things. When it's time, we'll go pick them up. We think we've done our part. But this is not how the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches that as fathers, you have to instruct our children with God's word. The biggest mission as parents is to lead your children to Christ. In this time of people worshiping heroes, the greatest hero in your children's heart should be Jesus Christ.
今天也是一个无法无天的时代。
And today is a time where there's no authority, no leadership.
It's lawless.
Lawless.
Hi. 就是没有人能管住你。
No one's in charge. No one's in control of you.
我们上一个世纪的时候讲到少年人是我自己 I, me, myself.
And this is a,
就是所有的就是以自我为中心.
It's a time where we're very self-centered.
今天不是 I, me, myself. 今天是 iPad 跟 iPad.
Today is not just I, me, myself, but it's iPad, iPad, iPhone.
还是我.
But it's all very eye-centered. And every day you walk out, you see children like looking down. We have three grandchildren. When they are young, we went visit them.
去抱他们,
to go and hug
跟我们一起玩,
them. To come and play with us.
后来有了iPad,
and once they got iPad,
有了iPod,
once they have iPod,
那你就 forget it.
They have forget it.
他在那里根本头都不抬,
he'll just play on his own and he won't even look at you.
儿子媳妇说,
sometimes my son and my daughter-in-law ask us to come visit.
我心里想,
and I'm thinking, what am I going to do there? They're all playing on their iPad.
You
can't even have a conversation.
叫他一声, yeah.
And you call them, and they just kind of responded and went back to their thing. And all their focus, all their attention is focused on themselves. And we have to teach our children how to fear our Lord. And where is the source of our wisdom? And there are all these things that people look online on YouTube. These are not the source of wisdom. The Bible tells us that a God is a God that cannot be taken easily, taken lightly. Whatever you sow is whatever you'll reap. So we need to understand God's character. We need to teach them what's justice, what's righteousness.
什么是慈爱, 什么是诚实,
what is love and what is mercy and honesty.
在人的面前, 在神的面前, 要有敬重的心.
And how do we live our life in front of God and men?
然后这个时代是一个悖逆自主的时代。
This society, this time that we live in is also a rebellious time.
那就是说他们藐视权威。
It's a time where they're rebellious to the authority.
谁有权威, 谁有权利来管我?
And basically the question asked is, who has the authority to control me?
十几岁的小孩子, 不愿意听父母的话, 父母管他的时候, 就告上法庭。
Teenagers who wouldn't listen to their parents and the parents tried to discipline the kids, they take it to the court.
当他们悖逆的时候, 他们不愿意听父母的话。
When they're rebellious, they're not willing to listen.
所以今天我们做父亲的, 要教导儿女认识圣灵。
So today, as fathers, we need to teach our children to know the Holy Spirit.
就是要注意聆听圣灵的声音。
To be sensitive to the quiet voice of the Holy Spirit.
那今天我们小孩子对你讲的话的反应，我们就知道他会不会听圣灵的话。
You can actually tell from your children's actions and reactions by and then see if they will listen to the Holy Spirit.
当你对你的儿子说过来,
if you tell your kids to come, if he doesn't listen,
你说过来,
and you have to yell at him and say come, and he can finally hear you. And this is not that his ears had problem. It's really his heart has an issue.
他的心已经麻木了。
His heart is numb.
他的耳朵是被这个世界的声音已经困扰了。
His ears are confused with all the noises in this world.
我们要教导儿女 安静坐在神的面前。
We need to teach our children to sit quietly in front of the Lord.
有人告诉我说，我这个孩子连一分钟、一秒钟都不能静下来。
Some people tell me that my kid can't even sit tight for a minute.
我有一点不相信。
And I really can't believe him.
我说那好不好？你把你的儿子交给我两分钟。
How about you give me your kids for 2 minutes?
刚好有一年夏令会，他们带孩子去参加夏令会。
There's one time during a summer camp, summer retreat, they brought their kids.
他在喂他儿子吃饭。
He's feeding his kid.
他这个小子正在乱跑。
And his kid is running around.
他父母追在后面去。
And his parents are running behind him.
我说你把儿子给我。
He's and I told him, give me your kid.
抱过来。
So I took over the kid.
坐在我的。
And had him sit on my lap. Because I'm a stranger, he might be a little bit afraid. So he's sitting there. So not very long, he started feeling uncomfortable. And I just said, you know, sit for a little longer. And I just kept holding him. And I wouldn't let go. And so I held there for 2 minutes. And he couldn't move for 2 minutes.
你知道吗？这个不是我吓他的。
It's not that I put some fear of God in him.
他发现他可以坐两分钟。
He realized he could actually sit down for 2 minutes.
然后这个爸爸看到我，谢谢。
And his dad actually came up and thanked me.
他说从那一天开始。
He said since that day.
他的儿子可以静下来。
His kid can actually quiet down.
你晓得吗？小孩子就像小牛一样。
Our kids are sort of like a little oxen.You have to like train them.
人不训的话，就像说不好听的话，就像狗一样。
If you don't train them, then they become like dogs.
只野狗一个。
Like stray dogs.
很多小孩子没有从小受训练。
If you don't train your kids from their early age.
你以为说要等到三岁、五岁、十岁才训吗
？You think you're gonna wait till they're 3 years, 5 years, 10 years before you start training them?
有些人讲究胎教。
Some people started when they're as a baby in the womb.
还在怀孕的时候就已经开始教训他们。
And during pregnancy, you start teaching your children.
啊，你说他懂吗
？You said, does the baby really understand?
我不知道，不是研究这个的。
I don't know, because I don't study this.
但是我知道，小孩子一生下来就懂事儿。
But I know that as soon as they were born, they started knowing things.
他饿了他会哭。
When they're hungry, they'll cry.
他尿了他会哭。
When they're peeing, they'll cry.
他吃饱了就不哭。
But once they're full, they're okay.
他懂啊。
They know things.
所以他一生下来他就懂。
As soon as they were born, they know.
所以一生下来你就要管教他。
So as soon as they were born, you need to start training them.
不是有些小孩子你一直要抱着他吗？
There are some kids that you had to hold them for a long time. Why is it that you had to hold him all the time? Because you spoiled him. You're like, he's crying. Kids crying is actually healthy. When your baby is born, the first thing you want him or her to do is to cry. So the nurse will actually take them up and smack the butt. And once the kids start crying and you're happy that the kid is alive. So crying is actually normal. If they've been fed, if they have good sleep, let them cry. And you don't have to hold them all the time. So a lot of kids are actually spoiled by us. And my sermon is really about parents today.
So, 孩子要教训、教养他们、训练他们会听话。
So as fathers, we need to teach our children to learn to listen.
会听父母的话，就会听圣灵。
If they learn to listen to their parents, they'll learn to listen to the Holy Spirit.
然后今天这个时代是一个迷途失落的时代。
And this is a time where we're lost.
意思就是说，今天少年人、青年人，我们的儿女需要方向。
And it's a time where our youth, they need directions.
有的时候问一个大学生，我说你在大学毕业以后做什么
？Sometimes I'll ask a college student, "What are you going to do after you graduate?"
I don't know.
He goes, "I don't know."
大学都要毕业了，还不知道你人生要干什么
？You're about to graduate, you still don't know what you're doing.
我很欣赏有人告诉我，他说因为一个十岁的小孩跟他传福音，他信了耶稣。
Sometimes someone tell me that, oh, because a 10-year-old preached to me, and then I believed.
他为什么因为一个十岁的小孩跟他传福音，他信了耶稣？
Why would someone older listen to a 10-year-old?
因为他问这个十岁的小孩说，你长大了做什么？
Because he asked his 10-year-old, say, what are you going to do when you grow up?
他说我要做宣教士。
And his 10-year-old says, I'm going to be a missionary.
这个不信的人就这么小的孩子就知道他以后要做什么。
This unbeliever learned that, oh, this kid knows what he wants to do.
你为什么要做宣教士？
Why do you want to be a missionary?
他就跟他传福音。
And so the little kid started sharing the gospel.
然后就信了耶稣。
And then this is a grown adult believer.
这个姐妹是一个心理学家。
And this sister is a psychiatrist.
我曾经跟她传福音，她都不信。
And I've been preaching to her for many years, and she wouldn't believe me.
而这个十岁的小孩跟她讲了说，我长大了要做宣教士。
But when this 10-year-old told her that he's going to be a missionary when he grows up,
因为她知道她要做什么。
She now knows what he's going to do, and she believes.
那今天我们的儿女，我们的少年人。我们需要有方向。
Our children today, our youth today, they need direction.
有的时候孩子自己不知道方向，我们做父母的要教导他们。
Sometimes they don't know the direction. As parents, we need to teach them.
所以我们要教导儿女熟读圣经。
We need to teach them to be familiar with the Bible.
主的话是我们行路的指南。
The Bible is our guide.
主的话是我们行走的路上的脚前的灯，路上的光。
His word is like the light of our, the lamp of our in front of us.
当他们心里面有上帝的话的时候，他们就不至于失落。
When they have the word of God in them, they will not be lost.
你会问我说，为什么要教他们？
And you might ask me, why do we bother teaching them?
他们是照着神的形象造。
Because they are created in God's image.
他们是属神的人。
Because they belong to God.
第二，他们是上帝所交给我们的产业。
And because they are the inheritance that God has given to us.
我们要好好保管上帝给我们的产业。
And we're responsible for taking care of God's inheritance.
我们要做一个忠心的管家。
We need to be a faithful steward.
让我们的儿女能够在基督里长大成人。
So that our children will grow up in Christ.
然后第三个，他们是罪人，需要得救。
And lastly, your children, they are sinners, they need salvation.
他们需要耶稣基督做他们的救主，生命的主。
They also need Jesus to be their Savior and their Redeemer.
作为一个先知。
So as a prophet, as a father.
他有责任把上帝的话语传递给他们。
And the father has to have the responsibility of instructing their kid with the word of God.
我刚刚讲完了，也许你们不知道我在讲什么。
So you might not have remembered anything I just said.
父亲的责任是要他们认识基督。
And so the responsibility of father is to lead your children to know God.
要敬拜，敬畏上帝。
To fear God.
要聆听圣灵。
To listen to the Holy Spirit.
要认识圣经。
And to know the Bible.
懂吗？
Do you understand?
四样事情。
Four things.
认识基督。
To know Jesus Christ.
敬畏上帝。
To fear God.
聆听圣灵。
To listen to the Holy Spirit.
熟读圣经。
And to know the Bible.
做先知是把上帝的话跟上帝介绍给我们的儿子。
So as a prophet, father's responsibilities are to instruct the kids with the word of God.
父亲的第二个角色是做祭司。
The second role as a father is as a priest.
那要为儿女站在破口。
It's to stand in the gap.
那这个耶利米哀歌二章十九节说，你的孩童在各市口上受饿发昏，你要为他们的性命向主举手祷告。
And
Lamentation 2:19.
In Lamentation chapter 2 verse 19, it says 2:19. It talks about, lift up your hands to him for the lives of your children who faint from hunger as the head of every street.
你的孩童在各事口上受恶发昏，你要为他们的性命向主举手祷告。
It talks about your children fainting on the street, and your responsibility is to lift up your hands to pray to God.
在旧约里面，祭司的责任就是在人面前代表神。
And in the Old Testament, the role of a priest is to plead on behalf of the people. And their main responsibility is to pray. So as a father, your responsibility is to pray for your children. There's a good example in the Old Testament.
就是约伯。
It's the example of Job.
约伯有好有有有有三个啊，有几个孩子
？How many kids does he have?
啊，约伯有几个孩子
？10.
啊
？How many kids does Job have?
七个儿子，三个女儿是。
He has 7 sons and 3 daughters.
是不是？
是。
啊，就忘记了，孩子太多了。
He had too many kids, I couldn't remember.
七个儿子，三个女儿。
He has 7 sons and 3 daughters.
他们常常吃喝玩乐。
And they used to throw parties around.
他们常常开 party.
They had parties all the time.
又吃又喝又玩。
And they're all always having fun.
可是约伯在上帝面前做一个好的父亲。
But Job is actually an excellent father.
他为他的儿女祷告。
He would pray for his children.
他清早起来，按照他们的数目为他们献祭。
Verse 5 it says here, early in the morning he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them.
那这个献祭就是向上帝献上祷告。
And this sacrifice, this offering is like a prayer to God.
他说怕我的儿子犯罪。
And he's thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and
心中弃掉神
and curse God in their hearts.
圣经说约伯常常这样行。
And the Bible tells us this was Job's regular custom. He does it all the time.
这个是做父亲的一个非常神圣的责任跟使命。
So as a father, this is a holy calling.
要为我们的儿女在神面前献祭。
To be praying for your children, to offer sacrifice for your children.
恐怕他们得罪神，远离神。
And so that they would not sin and curse God in their hearts.
二战的时候有一个将军叫做 MacArthur.
And during World War II, there's a general MacArthur.
他在他儿子出生之前写了一篇祷文。
Before the son was born, he wrote a prayer.
他的祷文写在1937年。
He wrote this prayer in 1937.
他的儿子生于1938年。
And his son was born in 1938.
他的祷告大概是这样。
This is sort of how the prayer goes.
主啊，求你塑造我的儿子。
God, may you build up my son.
使他坚强到能够认识自己的软弱。
Strengthen him so he will know his own weakness.
够勇敢能面对危惧。
Give him encouragement so he can face his own fear.
在诚实的失败中毫不气馁。
An honest attempt and failures that he will not give up.
在胜利中他能够保持谦逊温和。
In his victory, he will remain humble and kind.
求你塑造我的儿子。
Please pray that you build up my son.
心地清洁。
That he will have a pure heart.
目标远大。
That he'll have a great vision.
使他在指挥别人之前
that before that he knows how to lead other people.
先懂得怎么驾驭自己。
He knows how to discipline himself first.
永不忘记过去的教训。
May he never forget all the learnings from the past.
又能生长未来的理想。
But then he can expand into the future.
恳求他谦卑。
And pray that you'll give him humbleness.
使他永远记牢。
That he'll always remember.
真伟大中的平凡
The ordinary things in greatness
真智慧中的开明
In true wisdom there is open-mindedness
真勇力中的温柔
In true strength there is meekness
然后他说如此我这个做父亲的才敢低声说
In that way as a father I can say I did not waste my life. This is a great prayer. This is a humble prayer.
This
is a prayer hoping that your children will become, have influence.
This
is a humble prayer.
所有的成就,
all the success.
都不是自己能做的,
nothing that we can do ourselves.
而是上帝赐予,
but it's through God that we can do all things.
有一个弟兄在他父亲的追思礼拜中说,
a brother was remembering his father on a funeral.
在他家里面, 他长大的记忆里面,
and in his memory, he talked about when, and, you know, as he grew up.
他每天早上起来, 他说看见第一件事情就是看见他的父亲跪在客厅祷告。
He remembered his father, every morning he gets up, he remembered his father getting up and kneeling down and pray.
我想这样屋檐的见证,
and I understand this had an everlasting impact on him.
保罗说, 我愿男人无愤怒, 没有争论。
In 2 Timothy, talks about in verse 8, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing.
我愿男人无愤怒无争论,
talks about
举起圣洁的手,
I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing.
随处祷告。 保罗说, 我愿男人祷告。
Paul wants men to pray.
在各处,
in everywhere.
意思说各处,
and it means everywhere.
在家里,
in your home.
在教会,
in your church.
在工作,
in your workplace.
在走路,
even when you're walking.
各处祷告,
everywhere.
要举起圣洁的手,
lift up your holy hands.
要举起圣洁的手, 手必须圣洁。
And in order to lift up your prayer, you have to be holy.
作为一个祭司,
as a priest,
father as a priest, 要为儿女祷告。
Father as a priest had to pray for your children.
父亲所要扮演的第三个角色是牧师。
The third role that father has to be is a pastor.
在箴言27章23节说,
in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23, it says,
找到了。你要详细知道你羊群的景况，留心料理你的牛群。
It says, be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds.
那这个是讲到一个牧人, 他要知道他的羊群的景况。
Talks about a good shepherd who knows the condition of his flock.
然后怎么样好好的留心的, 管理他的牛群。
So he knows how to take care of his herd.
上个月有机会到中国的内蒙走走。
Last month I was in Inner Mongolia.
他们开车经过内蒙的大草原。
As we drive through Mongolia,
在那个草原上有成千上万的羊群。
We see thousands and thousands of herds.
以前牧羊的人大概是要跟着羊群一起走。
In the old time, you'll probably have to travel with your flocks.
现在我看他们牧羊的人是骑摩托车。
Nowadays, I see them on motorcycles.
骑摩托车, 然后用望远镜来看他们。
They have a telescope and they ride their motorcycle.
但是好像他们知道哪些是他的,哪些不是。
But they all seem to know which flocks belong to who.
那我问他们怎么知道哪个羊是你?
And I ask them, how do you know which one belongs to you?
好像说他们身上有印记。
It seems like that all these flocks have marks on them.
在美国也是一样。
Even in the US, it's about the same.
美国他们小牛一生下来就在他的这个后面的。
As soon as the oxen are born, they kind of put a mark on them.
那我是 Jonathan 六的，就 JL。
My name is Jonathan Lil, so it'll be a JL
initial.
So it'll be an initial on the cap.
美国有的时候很多人叫JL, 搞错了。
But there's some people with the same initials.
但是他们的mark是每个人都不一样。
So they all have different marks.
那这个牧羊牛的养羊的, 他们都要圣经说你们要详细的, 要留心的知道你羊群的情况。
So the shepherd, it says, be sure you know the condition of your flocks.
那耶稣基督是一个牧人。
And Jesus Christ is the great shepherd.
圣经告诉我们他是按照他们的名叫他的羊。
And then it talks about in John chapter 3 that he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
我不知道他们每个羊都有名字。
I didn't even know that all the lamb or the sheep have their own name.
那我们每一个人都有名字。
We all have our names.
耶稣说我是好牧人，好，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
我请问你，你认识你的儿子吗？
My question to you this morning is, do you know your children?
你的儿子认识你吗？
Do your children know you?
有一次我不知道是笑话还是真的，这个父亲回家了。
There's a story, not sure if it's real, but the father came back home. And all his children came up to him. And he looked around, he's like, he doesn't seem to recognize any of them. And he started asking, what's your name? And they tell him their names. And then he started asking, are you really my children? He had too many children. He kept reproducing, but didn't take the time to nurture them. This reminds me of a pastor.
他去一个地方讲道,
he went to a place to preach.
有一个姐妹来问他问题,
a sister came up to him and asked a question.
他就问这个姐妹, 你是哪个教会的?
And so the pastor asked this sister, what church do you belong to?
他说我就是你教会的。
And she answered, I go to your church.
所以我们做牧师的不认识自己的羊群。
So as pastors, sometimes we don't even know our own flock.
那你做父亲的认不认识你的儿子?
You as fathers, do you know your children?
那我这里不光是说你知道他是我的孩子, 我知道他叫什么名字。
And I'm not just talking about knowing their name or knowing that they are your children.
你真正知道
But do you know really know what their needs are?
Do
you really spend time with them?
根据一个统计说, 恶果的父亲,
there was a statistic that was done that showed that Russian fathers spend about 2 hours with their kids every day.
你知道美国的父亲一天花多少时间在
Can you guess on average how long do American fathers spend with their children?
37秒钟.
37 seconds.
这个是平均数字,
this is an average.
刚才已经帮我讲的, 是 average, 而不是每个父亲。 平均数, 平均 美国的父亲一天只花37秒钟在儿女身上。
On average, American fathers only spend 37 seconds.
我说老爹你在忙什么?
And I said, Dad, what are you so busy about?
你在做什么?
What are you doing?
我不是讲你，是讲我自己。
I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about myself.
我儿子在读大学的时候住在家里。
When my son was in college, he actually lived at home.
有一天他对我说,
It was one day he said this to me.
他说老爸,
He said, Dad,
你在过去的两个礼拜当中只有两个晚上在家。
He said, in the past 2 weeks, you've only been home for 2 nights.
老爹,
Dad,
你在做什么?
What are you so busy about?
你在忙什么?
What are you working on?
你的儿女在哪里?
So where are your children?
有一个女儿对父亲说,
A daughter said to her father,
爸爸，我有事想跟你。
The daughter said, Dad, I have something I want to talk to you about.
爸爸说，孩子，小孩子，不要吵，我没空。
Dad says, I don't have time for you right now.
有一天女儿对父亲说
And one day this daughter tells the father
爸爸我怀孕了
She said dad I'm pregnant
父亲说你为什么不早告诉我
And dad said why didn't you tell me earlier
女儿说因为你没有时间听我
And the daughter said because you said you didn't have time to listen
你有时间吗
Do you spend the
time? 你的时间都花在什么地方?
What do you spend your time on?
一个小孩子很高兴学校现在要去outing, 要去郊游。
The kid was very happy that the school is going on a field trip.
他希望他的爸爸能够带他一起去。
And the kid wants his dad to take him to go.
他什么东西都准备好了。
He prepped everything.
等待他的父亲过来。
He's waiting for his dad to come home.
他要希望他儿子爸爸把他一起带到那个露营的地方。
He wants his dad to take him to the campsite.
他爸爸说：“我今天上班很累。”
The dad says, "I'm really tired from work today."
明天早上我一大早起来，我送你去。
Can I take you tomorrow early morning?
所以他就很兴奋，已经迟了，但是明天早上去也。
So even though he's a little upset, but he's still very excited. Tomorrow morning will be fine.
明天早上起来。
The next morning.
他爸爸说：“我今天有事情。”
The dad says, "Oh, I have something going on today."
你还是自己去吧。
Can you just go on your own?
他说：“我希望你送我去。”
And the kid says, "I want you to take me."
他说：“我实在是没有空。”
And the dad says, "I really don't have time."
然后就让他自己去。
And the dad just let the kid go by himself.
然后他看着他的父亲。
And the kid looks at his father.
把他的高尔夫杆子。
And takes his dad's golf club.
放在他的车上。
And took the golf bags into the car.
然后开车扬长而去。
And just drove away.
把他丢在家。
And left the dad at home.
这孩子伤心一辈子。
This kid was sad for the rest of his life.
他父亲竟然这样对他。
He couldn't understand why his father would treat him this way.
我想我们做父亲的都有一些。遗憾
I think as fathers, we sometimes have some regrets.
当我儿子长大结婚以后
When my children grew up and got married,
我有一天忽然想到一件事情
And sometimes, and one day I recall something.
我的儿子很喜欢打球
My son likes to play.
他在学校里面是球队
He plays on the sports team.
他很有运动的细胞
He has a sports talent. Very athletic.
他跟我不一样。
He's different from me.
我不会运动。
I don't know how to do sports.
所以不大体会会运动的人的需要。
So I can't really understand people who are athletic.
有一次我的一个教会的会友请我去看这个打棒球的。
There's one time one of my person from congregation invites me to go watch baseball.
但是我的儿子还很小。
At that time, my son is very young.
后来他长大以后。
When he grew up,
我有一次机会讲起来
and I remember one time talking.
我说我曾经去过 Pittsburgh 的 Three Rivers Stadium, 现在没有了
And I was talking to him, I said, well, I went to a baseball game one time.
他 so surprised. You did? 你去了
And he was really surprised that I went.
他想我怎么会去
He's wondering why would I even go to a baseball game.
是别人请我
He said, oh, and I said, someone took me there.
也要他这样子。后来我，他毕业以后，他离开家以后。
And when he graduated and left the house.
我的儿子那么喜欢看打球。
And he loves watching games.
那么喜欢打篮球。
Loves playing basketball.
但是在他长大的过程里面。
But as he was growing up.
我从来没有带他去看一场球赛。
I never took him to any of the games.
反而是他大学毕业以后，自己挣了钱。请我跟他的妈妈去他学校看了一场球赛。
It wasn't until he graduated, he actually invited us to go to his school to watch a game.
I regret forever.
And I regret this forever.
现在没有机会弥补。
Because I don't have the time to make it up anymore.
所以我们做父亲。
So as fathers,
趁你的孩子还小。
Just treasure the time when they're still young.
还你的孩子还在你的身边。
When they're still around you,
多花一点时间在那。
Spend more time with them.
几年前教会请了一个弟兄来讲一个见证。
couple years ago, the church invited a brother to come up and do a testimony.
前一个礼拜, 他跟他女儿一起做一个鸟窝。
And just a week before that, this brother was making a bird's nest.
然后下一个礼拜他们要去，我还有一个地方参加婚礼。
And he was going to a wedding with his daughter the week after.
那在回来的路上,
so on their way back,
这个下了一个大暴风雨,
there's a storm that came.
结果他的车子被风雨吹走。
And the wind actually carried the car off the road.
我仔细详细故事不记得，但是后来发现全家人，连女儿，连妻子，他几个孩子全部死掉。
The details I don't recall anymore, but all the family members passed away in this incident. And he was the only survivor. When he was sharing this story, he was in so much pain. But he thought there's one thing that he did well. The one thing that he did well was when his daughter asked him to do this bird's nest together. He spent the time and did that.
你们做父亲,
fathers.
我们做父亲,
and that's us.
我们怎么样来花我们的时间?
How are we spending our time with our
children? 在这个父权不受重视的时代,
in this society where father's authority is being undermined, I pray that God will call us to wake up, to come back to what the Bible teaches us, to reestablish our responsibility as fathers. Because there's one day we have to stand in front of our Heavenly Father.
到时候你我要面对向神回答的问题，不是你在世上享受了多少。
And he's not going to ask you, you know, how much enjoyment you have on this world.
不是你在世界上挣了多少钱。
God's not going to ask you how much money you made in your lifetime.
不是你得了多高的学位。
Or how many PhD degrees that you have.
而是你对主耶稣如何。
But he's going to ask you, how did you respond to Jesus Christ? And he's going to ask you, what investment did you do on your children that's everlasting? I pray that before the dreadful day of the Lord comes, that we recall our responsibility as fathers. May the hearts of the fathers turn to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. You are our Father. You are our Lord. We thank you for giving us the responsibility as fathers. We pray for all the fathers here. We know that this responsibility is not light. It's not something easy that we can carry ourselves. Father God, but you have given us enough grace. That you've given us your word. That through your word and your grace, that we can fulfill the responsibility of nurturing our children. And that they will grow into the full image of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that you have mercy on our fathers. Because that we have a relationship with you. That you established firm on our faith. That you have built our characters. That through our faith, our characters, that we win the respect of our wife and our children.
也让我们因此能够为你带领我们儿女走神的道路。
So that we can lead our children to walk in your way.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
And Father, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.